the Rooster. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The CDC now says some people should get another COVID shot.
The CDC says in a statement that following FDA regulatory guidance, they now recommend allowing certain immunocompromised people and those over the age of 50 to get a second COVID booster. Last week, the outgoing head of the White House COVID response team, Jeff Zients, said they have enough supply for this, but without additional funding authorized by Congress.
If the science shows that fourth doses are needed for the general population later this year, we will not have the supply necessary to ensure shots are available free and easy.
In the statement, the CDC said those who had the first booster were 21 times less likely to die and 7 times less likely to be hospitalized during the recent Omicron surge compared to the unvaccinated. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
More than 100 years since such legislation was proposed, President Biden has signed a measure that makes lynching a federal hate crime. The Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act is named after the black teen who was killed in Mississippi in 1955 after he was accused of whistling at a white woman. The White House skeptical of Russia's announcement that it will scale back troops around the capital of Ukraine.
We believe any movement of forces from around Kyiv is a redeployment and not a withdrawal. And the world should be prepared for a major offensive against other areas of Ukraine.
White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield is, as Western officials say, Russia is building up troops in eastern Ukraine. A House panel set to hold a hearing tomorrow with several oil company executives to grill them about the price of gas, which has soared since the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Some Democrats in Congress have proposed a windfall profits tax for oil companies. Others want to suspend the gas tax through the end of the year. On Wall Street, stocks built on the recent gains and closed higher as talks on ending the war in Ukraine showed signs of progress. The Dow plus 338, the Nasdaq added 264. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another guilty plea in the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol.
27-year-old David Blair pleading guilty in federal court to obstructing law enforcement during a civil disorder. Federal prosecutors say Blair assaulted a Metropolitan Police officer outside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. A guilty plea comes with a recommended prison term of up to 14 months when he's sentenced in U.S. District Court in Washington this summer. Over 700 people have been arrested in the January 6th case, with most still waiting for trials. Of the dozens of people who have been sentenced, most have gotten home confinement or probation. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The head of the Border Patrol says about 7,000 migrants are being stopped while trying to cross the border daily from Mexico, marking a sharp increase from February. This comes as the Biden administration nears a decision on whether to end the asylum restrictions put in place during the pandemic. Verizon says it's investigating an increase in spam texts.
Folks posting about receiving texts from their own numbers, offering gifts, and in some cases linking to Russian news outlets. Verizon says our team is actively working to block these messages, and we have engaged with U.S. law enforcement to identify and stop the source of this fraudulent activity. Adding at this time, it has no indication that the spamming is originating in Russia. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Elton John extending his farewell tour, adding 11 more dates, including concerts in New Jersey, Massachusetts, California, Arizona, and Washington State. The final tour dates begin in Philadelphia July 15th, wrapping up with 3 dates at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles in November. Elton John, who's 73, has announced his retirement from the touring before the pandemic hit, but had to suspend the tour during the COVID lockdowns. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.